One of President Trump's central campaign issues was building a wall on the border with Mexico and halting illegal immigration. In a moment, we're going to speak with a dreamer, but first we want to talk about the border itself. Pete Sines is the mayor of Laredo, which sits on the Texas border with Mexico. He's an independent, but he voted for Trump, and he greeted the now president when he visited Laredo in 2015. He joins us in San Antonio this morning on his way back to Laredo from the inauguration. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. Let's start with your views on the wall. Are they in line with the president's?
No, they're not. Yes, we've been very clear there at the border. Keep in mind, Laredo is the number one land port for the Western Hemisphere. We do over $200 billion worth of trade there at the border. Just our port alone, we're second in port value behind Los Angeles. As a customs district, we're third in the entire nation. So we command a lot of trade there, and obviously that is a result of a good neighbor policy that we have with Mexico and other countries as well, but more so Mexico. So that relationship we foster, we garner. I realize that the immigration issue and other border issues are important as well, but the economic development for our nation is also very important.
I've been to that border area. Obviously, there's a huge flow of people back and forth over it. He's talking, though, about illegal immigration. How would the wall, if it indeed it is built, affect your town?
Well, it'll be disastrous, frankly. Based on the numbers that I gave you, we're a transportation, trade, commerce, distribution center, warehousing. So we're a trade town. That's our backbone and our bread and butter, frankly. So if the wall is there, and it's very offensive, frankly, to the people to Mexico primarily, and the people there in Laredo in the border area that do business with Mexico. I think we can, by way of a virtual wall, and we can go into that if you wish, I think we can accomplish that. And besides, it's impractical. It's a river. We have creeks that actually feed into the river. We have livestock that actually, the water there in the river, wildlife. It's just not practical to build a wall, the thick wall, he says, and a tall and deep wall. So, I just don't see it, frankly, even if it were possible. I don't think it is.
We don't have very much longer left, but you just spoke about a virtual wall. You are a Trump supporter. You voted for him. What would be your message to President Trump about what's needed there?
Well, what we need is a virtual wall, frankly. Technology is so advanced nowadays. Obviously, people... more Border Patrol. We have plenty now. If he wants to send more, that's fine too. Truly, what we need is to clean our river to provide more visibility on both sides, on the Mexican side and on the U.S. side. There's all these invasive species. We have a plant species which is called carrizo. It's a cane, and we also have a tree-like shrub.
So your concerns are more environmental.
Accessing, yes, and also River Road. If you want to, clean up where there's more accessibility and visibility, that would go a long way. And then with your vigilance through technology and Border Patrol people, we work very closely there in the border with the Border Patrol people. So that, I think, would go a long, long way in lieu of a wall.
All right. Pete Sines, mayor of Laredo, Texas. Thanks so much.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.